Hello, is this Eloise?
No, you have the wrong number.
All right, well, no worries. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions to get to know your opinions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, no one in my household but me.
All right. So are you 21 years or older and registered to vote?
I'm 89 and ready to vote.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, I'll vote. Definitely, right. I'll vote.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
I'm an Afro-American.
All right. So now I'm going to read a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue is for you to have them focus on it. You can use a 10 if you think it's a really important issue, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 0 if you think it's not important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is fighting racism and discrimination.
5.
5, all right. Reducing crime and gun violence.
9.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
9.
Making housing more affordable.
9.
So now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Getting worse.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
That's debatable. I say about the same.
All right. So which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? And you can select up to 2 issues. So the list goes vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, opioids and fentanyl, or alcohol.
I think the fentanyl.
Fentanyl? All right. And would you want to pick another one?
I don't know about drugs. I guess crack cocaine.
All right. So I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence medication, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I think it would.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could tell me whether you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. So the first one is heat not burn tobacco products.
Not familiar.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No, not familiar.
All right. Okay. And what about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
All right. Not familiar. Okay. So I'd like to give you more additional information about smoking today in America. And as far as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for why people would change? So the list goes, do you think it's because of an introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? Do you think it's because the cost of smoking has gone up? didn't because there has been more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or because the government has made more restrictions and bans.
I paid the cost.
The cost has gone up? All right. So now I'm going to read you two statements, and if you could please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. So the first statement is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harms of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. Or the second one, which is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education and about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication.
I don't have but one thing to say about smoking. You can quit if you want to. And you don't have to have a patch or all that to help you stop.
All right. So you don't agree with any of these two statements?
Mm-mm.
All right.
No.
So, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Say it again.
Would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
What's vaping? Oh,
vaping?
Is it something?
No, vaping is a form of electronic cigarettes.
Oh. I don't know, since I don't smoke, I guess one is just as bad as the other.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some, like, kind of personal statements that some people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. And if you could please rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. So, while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke.
0.
0, all right. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proof through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful to smoking than cigarette smoking. This is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could know the difference between life and death.
0.
Many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans each year. It's not from wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can't just pretend that this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year.
5.
5? All right. So over the course of a survey, people do change their minds, and it's totally okay if you haven't, but I just have to ask one last time. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. All right. So, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following? Heat-not-burn tobacco products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
All right, so we're 95% done with the survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time. So now we're just in the last few questions, and they're pretty fast. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I graduated from senior high.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
All right. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Say that again?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? All right.
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
In the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I haven't made that decision yet.
Oh, no, back in 2020, so 4 years ago.
Oh, you said, I'm sorry, you said 2020.
Oh, no worries.
I voted for Biden.
All right. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for who would you want to vote for?
Right now, the way things are going, I'd probably vote for Biden.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day. All right.
You
too. Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.